Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desire to live for you. For the mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call life desires to live for.
Good morning. Good morning. I wish you a beautiful good morning. Today is June 15th, Monday. This is Josie, Josie's Inspiration. And I'm coming to you today with a lot of mixed feelings. While I'm excited to be present today, I'm excited because this is my birthday week on Wednesday. I will turn 66 years young. I'm excited for a lot of things. Father's Day is coming. I had a chance to be with my grandchildren and celebrate my youngest grandson's graduation from elementary school with all kinds of honors this weekend. And I am excited for life, but I'm also very sad. I'm sad because there is so much happening in the world around us. And I haven't talked about it. I'm trying not to be emotional right now. Thank you, Kayla, for the message. Take a breath. Breathe. There's so much going on in the world around us right now. You know, we have been in quarantine as a result of COVID-19. I've been pretty much sheltered at home, going out a little bit, only being with family. Got a ton of face masks, hand sanitizers, and all of those things to protect myself and my oils always are my first go-tos. Well, let me say they're my second go-to, because my first go-to is my faith. And so as I start the show today, I'm going to read from one of my favorite daily books, Jesus Always, Embracing Joy in His Presence by Sarah Young. And instead of reading June 15th, I wanted to read June 17th, the message for my birthday, because I wanted to meditate on this week. I wanted to keep it in the forefront for me as I celebrate the anniversary of God blessing me with life. And it was very appropriate that the message that is here for June 17th has a scripture that says, "From birth, I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you," Psalm 71:6. How appropriate that would be the scripture for June 17th, my birthday, that from birth I've relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. Because that's my life story. The song that you heard, "My Purpose is to Praise You." I know that's my purpose because from as long as I have conscious memory, God has been an ever-present in my life, a source for my everything that I do. I seek Him. I seek His guidance. I pray for direction, especially during times like now when there are no answers that I have that give me satisfaction. I must seek Him. And so the message that's in this particular scriptural reading for today says, seek to become increasingly receptive and responsive to me. I'm always actively involved in your life. Instead of trying to force me to do what you want, when you want it, relax and look for what I'm already doing. Live in a receptive mode, waiting for me, trusting in my timing. I am good to those who wait hopefully and expectantly for me. Ask me to open your eyes to see all that I have for you. Such awareness helps you live responsively, ready to do my will. My followers often fail to see the many blessings I shower on them. They're so busy looking for other things that they miss what is before them or is on the way. They forget I am sovereign God, and the timing of events is my prerogative. I want you to trust me enough to let me lead. When a couple is dancing, one of them leads and the other follows. Otherwise, there is confusion and awkwardness. Dance with me, beloved. Follow my lead as I guide you gracefully through your life. The Lord is good to those who wait hopefully and expectantly for Him, those who seek Him, inquire of and for Him, and require Him by right of necessity and on the authority of God's word. Lamentations 3:25. Do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5:17. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. Psalm 28:7. From birth, I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. Father God, I praise you today. I praise you for the opportunity to share today. Joseph's Inspiration is such a blessing in my life. Each host who comes to the shows and shares the messages that you have given them. The blessing of Kayla in my life for this platform and this opportunity. The blessings of my family and the gift of just knowing that I am always yours. And if I can just be still long enough to seek you and to have understanding of you and to move out of the way, because when I put my hands into things without seeking you first, it's a calamity. So, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. And I'm waiting patiently for clarity and understanding to all that's happening in the world around me, to the COVID-19, to the killing of Black men, women, children in the U.S. and around the world. Because my life matters, Black lives matter, and it matters to me that you have purposed me for a time such as this. So my purpose, Lord, is to praise you. I praise you through all things. I bless your holy name. Amen. Okay, let me get myself together here, wipe away the tears, because there's a celebration about to happen. Yes, I'm going to be 66 years young, and I'm excited. I'm excited because with three cancer diagnoses, today was not a promised day in my mind, but I trusted God to lead and direct me in my health, in the healing that he has blessed my life with. And today I'm ready to share A to Z essential oils for cancer care, the letter T. You know, this is winding down my alphabet of those concerns that cancer patients have. I'm at T, so I'm not sure what U, V, W, X, Y, and Z are going to be. They may get combined together, because I'm ready to move on to something else that he's calling me to do with this platform and with this opportunity. So, Kayla, get ready. There's some more to come. So what is it about the letter T that I can share with you? I'm going to be talking about a concern that I, as many cancer patients, experience while going through chemo, and that is thrush. And you might be thinking, thrush, well, that's something that babies get. Yes, babies do get thrush. But being treated with chemotherapy can affect the mouth. The information that I'm about to share now is coming from the National Institutes of Health. Later, I'm going to share some additional information from some other sources. But mostly, I want to remind you that as I share each show, when I talk about essential oils, I'm talking about my experience and things that I have come to understand about the benefits of essential oils in helping patients who are undergoing cancer care or have had cancer and are still trying to maintain their health and to avoid cancer. I, Josephine Corrine Crawford Hopkins, am not a doctor. In my mind, I have multiple degrees. I'm a PhD, I'm an MD, but that's all in my mind. Realistically, I'm somebody who's passionate about God's word, passionate about essential oils, passionate about living my life on purpose, and passionate about sharing a message that can benefit others. So thrush. Thrush is a powerful and painful experience for those who are going through chemotherapy. therapies use the use of the drugs to treat cancer, kill cancer cells, but also can harm more normal cells. And we've talked about this every show. We talk about the challenges of chemo on the body. And thrush is one of such challenges. So the side effects of chemotherapy can include problems with your teeth and gums, the soft, moist lining of your mouth, and the glands that make saliva. It can hurt to swallow, to eat, to talk, and it's very possible to get infections, which can be dangerous when you're receiving cancer treatments. Sometimes cancer treatments have to be delayed to address the problems that the chemotherapy causes. Painful mouth, gums, dry mouth, burning, peeling, swelling tongue, infection, change in taste, on and on. I've been there. I've experienced it. It is not fun, and it's very painful. Now, the Mayo Clinic explains that oral thrush, which is also oral candidus, is a condition in which the fungus Candida albicans accumulates on the lining of the mouth. Candida is a normal organism in your mouth, but sometimes it can overgrow and cause symptoms. And so when that happens as a result of the cancer treatments, the chemotherapy, the body's immune system is extremely vulnerable. Oral thrush causes creamy white lesions on the tongue, inner cheeks, and sometimes it can spread to the roof of the mouth, gums, and or tonsils, even the back of the throat. And I can remember when I had it, it hurt so bad. I didn't want to eat. I couldn't brush my teeth comfortably. It was hard because they gave me stuff to swab inside of my mouth. But when you've got funny tasting stuff in your mouth, you really don't want to eat. Oral thrush can affect anyone. And definitely in babies, that's usually where we first experience it because their immune systems are weak and vulnerable. Older adults, because they too have reduced immunity. And people like cancer patients with suppressed immune systems or other health conditions or medications that they're taking. Oral thrush is a minor problem if you're healthy, but having that weakened immune system, symptoms can be more severe and difficult to control. So sometimes you don't even really notice it at first. And then you start to see little white lesions on the tongue, the inside of your inner cheeks and the roof of your mouth, that can become irritated. Those lesions can be slightly raised, and it kind of looks a little bit like cottage cheese. There's redness, there's burning, soreness, that can cause extreme difficulty. There's bleeding sometimes if the lesions are rubbed or scraped, which is why I've had trouble brushing my teeth with thrush, the cracking and redness at the corners of my mouth, and you get a feeling of cotton mouth, and that's really difficult. Oh, as I'm talking about it, I can remember this. In really severe cases, which, sometimes the lesions can spread all the way down into the esophagus, which is the long muscular tube stretching from the back of your mouth to your stomach. And if that occurs, sometimes you can experience difficulty swallowing. And so getting food stuck in your mouth can happen. So what can we do? Well, staying hydrated in all situations in life is important. Being able to drink water, that's very important. So rinsing your mouth a lot is good. Brushing your teeth at least twice a day if you can. Flossing. I never really knew how important flossing is to your overall health. Flossing, in fact, dentistry as a profession, dentists can often determine that there are other health conditions experienced by their patients just by checking their teeth. So flossing is really, really important. If somebody has dentures, taking them out at night. But it was always recommended that if you are about to have cancer treatment, to see the dentist first so that they can do a really good treatment, cleaning of your mouth, so that as you're going through the treatment, you're not experiencing as much of the problem. Maintaining good blood sugar control, particularly if somebody has diabetes, because reducing the amount of sugar in the mouth and in the saliva can discourage the growth of the thrush or that candida. Now, you know, I'm about to talk to you about the oil, so remember, I'm not a doctor. This is my personal opinion. This is things that I've learned, but I have some favorite oils that I love to talk about. And talking about thrush, these come right in line. The first is myrrh, and how appropriate, because we know frankincense and myrrh in the Bible as being powerful, very valued oils. Myrrh has been around since ancient times, just like frankincense, for its healing, antiseptic properties. But right now, in modern times, myrrh is widely used in mouthwash, toothpaste, skin ointments, and for thyroid issues. In fact, I've got a toothpaste that has myrrh in it, and I love it because I know the powerful benefits of myrrh. I like to have myrrh as something that I use because it reduces inflammation. It destroys or inhibits the growth of destructive bacteria, can prevent the growth of fungus. It can kill or suppress viruses and bacteria. It also has the ability to assist in fighting germs and infections. As an astringent, it can tighten tissues, reduce oral secretions. As an expectorant, it promotes discharge of mucus or phlegm from chest and lungs. Sounds like it might be good for this COVID, but I'm just saying that's a personal opinion. I can't make any recommendations that are medically based because, again, I'm not a doctor. And as someone who is studying to be certified in applied aromatics in essential oils, iridology, and I've added to that training for certification as a health coach, I know that it is so important that the language that I use not give you an indication that these are treatments or cures. This is purely information that can benefit you. And so myrrh can benefit the key systems of the endocrine, the immune system, the respiratory, and the digestive system. Myrrh, I love it. And the oils that I reference when I do these conversations are by the company that I am a part of, which is Youngevity International. I'm going to be talking more about Dr. Joel Wallach, who is a naturopath doctor who founded this company, who is amazing and has brought together amazing resources for us to be better in caring for our health. Now, the second oil I'm going to talk about is tea tree. Now, I talk about tea tree a lot, yes, because I probably use tea tree every day. I put tea tree on my floss to floss my teeth because it is very beneficial as an anti-inflammatory. I will add tea tree to my toothpaste. I will put tea tree anywhere that I find that I have a possible pus reaction, a pimple. Don't get pimples. But my granddaughter came this weekend and she had a pimple on her nose and she was so upset. So Gma with the tea tree, Gma's oils, because tea tree likes pus and it can help get rid of the pus by helping to dry it up, so to speak. So tea tree is sometimes called a medicine chest in the Bible. And it is a powerful immune stimulant and effective in defending against infection types like bacterial, viral, and fungal. And it is safe. And so many people who know about tea tree will add it into their bath salts for soaking. And using oils, the safest place always is the bottom of the feet. So when I share with you that I'm putting it on my floss, I just have a little drop on my finger, and I rub the floss through my finger before I floss. So we warn and we always want you to know that internal consumption of oils is not recommended. So make sure that you are using good practices when you're using any essential oil. Tea tree has the ability to kill or suppress the growth of microbes. It can reduce nasal mucus production. It can kill parasites, and it can assist in healing wounds. And the third oil, which is one of Youngevity's blends, is chamomile and lavender, Roman chamomile and French lavender. And what I like about the Roman chamomile is that it is very good for working with teething babies. So this lavender chamomile as a blend is very good as a restorative for tissues. It's very soothing, anti-inflammatory, and it is very nurturing. I love my oils. I love Josie's Inspiration. And I love the fact that I'm going to celebrate the completion of 66 years and enter year 67. I'm going to enter it because God has blessed me to continue to see life, not through rose-colored glasses, but wide open eyes to all that's going on around me, to things that are positive, to things that are negative. And I pray that as we enter into the summer, that we stay safe, that we pay attention, that we are mindful that COVID is still here. Still practice safe cleaning of your hands. Cover your face. Make sure that you are distancing yourself. And for those who are experiencing the trauma of Black violence in this country, have hope, have faith, because a change is on its way. And that's my message today that God has given me to share. Change is coming, a change is coming, and change is always constant. It's not always pretty. And sometimes things have to be very disruptive to make change happen. So be a positive part of change. Understand the history of what has happened in our world. Forgive, but never forget. Forgive and learn to remember the lessons that we learned in the past so we don't have to repeat them in the future. Have a beautiful, blessed week, and I'll be back in a few weeks, 2 weeks, I believe, and I'll be talking about you, probably U and V and maybe W, in A to Z Essential Oils for Cancer Care. This is Josie, Josie's Inspiration. Follow me on Facebook at Josephine Crawford Hopkins. I don't always put a whole lot there, but it's one of the ways to reach out to me. Have a beautiful day and be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
It ain't easy, 'cause that world I painted, and it got me so down. But I picked myself back up, and I started telling me, no, my God's not done making me a masterpiece. He's still working on me. He started something good.
Good morning. I thank you so much for joining me once again on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. I'm coming to you today with a very strong and much needed question, because with what is going on in the world today, I think it's quite easy for us to lose sight of our sacred power. And yes, our power is sacred. So I ask you, do you know who you are? I mean, really, do you know who you are? Do you know that you are powerful? And no, I didn't say that you have power. I didn't make a mistake. I said you are power. And when you think of the word itself, power is usually used in terms like to act with or to have authority, to direct or influence the behavior of something or course of events, or to be able to have the last word over a matter. Now you may say, yeah, well, that's not me, Rev, because I have no power over anything. In fact, I'm barely making do. I'm worn out. But spiritually, it's usually used to talk about the power of God, like creating the world, parting the Red Sea, or the countless other miracles. Most of us would not equate ourselves in any way, shape, or form with having anything like that. Yet, isn't that exactly what Jesus told us to do? Operate in this power? To do what he did and more. Since he was about to leave this realm of small thinking, he made sure to send the Holy Spirit to fill us. And since Holy Spirit is God and has the power of God, he is able to help us overcome any thought of inadequately existing, and change that thought of being inadequate to having a life that is a true testament and honor to God. We're instructed to live by this Spirit. Galatians 5:16-18 says, if we live according to the Spirit within, we will no longer want for the mundane things that the world desires, but rather you will opt for all of the glory to glory life that the Spirit represents. Now, what we fail to remember is that within us is the omnipotence of the Source, or God, and there is no problem that God can't solve. So when you think about it, a life filled with power is a life filled with faith. And because we're living moment to moment, relying on the power within us to help us effectively live our witness and walk as believers, then one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is to teach us the Word of God and cause it to come alive in our lives by showing us how we're provided for by God. It says in Hebrews 4:12 that the Word of God is living and active. It separates and penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and judges the attitude of the heart. Now, simply put, that means once you have read and digested the word, it changes you Do you know the difference between your soul and your spirit? The spirit is God moving, the moving force in man, the principle of life, the creative intelligence that cannot and will not change, the source of all that is. Whereas the soul is man's consciousness. That's to say that the soul is the many and varied accumulations of ideas that make you, you. So the soul, being form as the person or body you present every day to people, has the power to grow, to learn, to evolve and change for the better, hopefully. That is why we say it's forever and ever expanding. As we allow the spirit within to take over, that unchanging mind of the divine starts to expand. It takes any doubt of low-frequency thought that we may have about ourselves or others and allows us to see the holy presence in everything and everyone. And as for the separation of joint and marrow, we all know the reason that we can bend is because the joint is a connecting point between the bones. That's how we move. Marrow is the life force. It's the soft tissue within the bones whose functions it is to produce the red blood cells, the white blood cells, the platelets, all of which carry what is necessary to life, all the nutrients and the oxygen. So you can just imagine the dis-ease that would occur when the blood is not properly nourished. What happens to the joints if the source of nourishment dries up? That's what is meant by this passage. Without the understanding of the word of God flowing through you daily, you're cut off from your source of nourishment and life. And the longer you neglect to nourish your soul, the drier your bones and your life become, leaving yourself exposed to the worldly elements. Without the word of God, we lose our power. We can easily be manipulated by whatever seems right to the carnal mind, which is a lot of what's happening right now. Our power, it comes from the connection to God, and the Holy Spirit is there as the joint keeping that connection. So when God said, "These things you've seen me do, you can do and more because I go to the Father," he wasn't just saying that he was about to die, or he was about to leave, rather that his ascension placed us in the position of allowing others who didn't believe to see all of the power and the love of the Father through us. It was a setup for our come up to become purpose fulfilled, to wake up every day excited about how to us this power is to further the kingdom. We're the energy of God. And to the extent that we allow this holy current to flow unimpeded and unapologetically through us, that's how well we live. We live, we move, we breathe this power. So I sometimes think that the greatest sin is not believing you are loved and cared for and that you contain the power of the Creator. And why do I think that? Think about it. What happens to your energy when you get down on yourself? Your thoughts and your vibrations decline, and you spiral downward. Everything's wrong. And how long does it take you to get out of that personal pity party and get back to your self-love? How long it takes? That's the amount of time wasted when you're in disconnection from your source. Now, I know that nobody's happy all of the time. Circumstances of life make it very difficult. But when we have stored up the word of God in our hearts, we have something to fall back on and remember and pick ourselves up more quickly. Because the longer we stay in a low vibrational field, the more vulnerable we become. So again, I say we are power. We're made of electrical vibrational field. We are electricity. And this field of energy both protects us and projects us if we're connected to the source of, or God, through a strong faith and intentional quality prayer time. This, when you have that, it can feel as if you can't lose. And that is the truth of you. How are you going to lose when the creator of all that is your constant companion? The truth of who you are projects from you at so far a distance that your energy can change the energy of a place before you even get there. Why? That's simple, because your divine protection will not allow itself to be in the presence of negativity. Basically, you and the Father are one. Have you ever walked into a room, and just take this for example, and the tension is in the room so thick that you could cut it with a knife? And it pricks your spirit, doesn't it? You want to leave as soon as possible. Then, as he does, that voice within says that you have to be at this place at this time. And you know without a shadow of a doubt that is God's voice. I remember a few occasions when this has happened to me, and all I could think about was, really, God? Do I have to? But then you find out none of that negativity is directed at you. It was just that your vibration was so acute and attuned that you noticed it right away. Then you find out that your purpose for being there maybe was to strengthen someone else or to bring a sense of ease to the situation. Either way, by you standing in your power and your integrity, that shifted the balance of energy in the atmosphere. Your very God presence put positive power and light into that situation. Now that is power. To be able to affect a change merely by being you, the authentic you, the you that believes that speaking to the storm will still it, the you that can move a mountain with a thought. Because you have, through perfect practice, learned to stay in that vortex of love that flows through you and around you, you directly form your mind and is joined to the mind of the divine. Now, you may think that recognizing that you have that much power would make you cocky, but actually, it's the exact opposite. It's humbling just to think the creator of all that is, the creator of the world, is allowing you access to flow with him and for him in whatever situation it is, and that you chose to say yes. Like Abraham in Genesis 22 when he said, "Here I am, Lord," when he was called. Or Isaiah when he said, in answer to God's question, asked who to send and whom will go for us. Without hesitation, he said, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Neither of these men stopped to weigh what was being asked of them or what they would encounter. They just said yes in faith, knowing that God would give them the power to prevail whatsoever it was. So I ask you again, do you know who you are? Are you willing to stand in the middle of your powerful self and say yes? I promise you will be glad that you did. Now, it may not always be easy, but God didn't promise us a rose garden. However, developing that God-given power beats a mediocre life every time. That life that you just feel like, I'm getting along, I don't want to ruffle any feathers, I don't want to bother anything, and I sure don't want to come out of my comfort zone. So right there, you've decided that you're not going to grow anymore. Right there, you've decided that you don't trust God. Right there, you've decided that you don't trust yourself, let alone trust yourself enough to step out. Sometimes you have to trust yourself in your judgment enough to step out and know that God provides a place for your foot to land, and that that place will be a rock that no one can move you from, that place is a place that he would have you go, that place is your sanctuary, and maybe you are someone else's sanctuary. That's a lot to think about, isn't it? But life is a lot, and it's a lot that we go through that doesn't seem to have anything to do with God. I have to tell you, God has a purpose for everything. Nothing is powerless. No one is powerless. No one is less than anyone else. And even the most derogatory of moments, there's a purpose. There is a lesson. There is something to be gleaned from all of the anger, all of the hatred, all of the coming to a head that we are feeling right now, the disillusionment. Is going to teach us something. This world is in a paradigm shift. And the fact that we're standing here, some Christians will say we are in the middle of the last days. Quite possibly, I believe we are. Not the last days where I'm waiting for the four horsemen and the trumpets to blow, but the world as we know it. We have an opportunity. We stand at the crossroads. We stand at the prefaces as the people, the precipice to change. We have that power. And it's enough of us that are light bearers, that are knowledgeable about the things of God, that we can just stand and we can meditate and we can join our energy together and let that power of God flow around us, through us, under us, protecting us, that we can make a change happen. And no, a change is not going to happen overnight. And a change is not going to happen by destroying some statues and some monuments. Because you can take the stone away. But what that stone represented to those who love hatred and aren't connected to their true, authentic self, what that represents is still alive. And until all of the people who think that they are right in their power of hatred and degradation and just destroying everything, until they change, taking down a monument, changing a street sign, a name of a school, means absolutely nothing. It's a start. And I will say that those who are trying to get those things to happen have created a great start. They have created something for us to sit down and talk about. And we need to talk, because there are little eyes looking at us with fear and with questioning. And how could this happen? Because you said God is a loving God and He protects us all. How could this happen? And what do you say to them to keep them able to grow and glow with the love of God that is within their little innocent minds? How do we keep them innocent? How do we keep ourselves from feeling anger, pain, frustration? What we do is we feel it, but we prepare ourselves to launch through it, because on the other side of this is everything you ever wanted. Our destiny is great. We were put here for a purpose. And as long as we do not forget our purpose, as long as we do not forget to come in contact with that purpose, by letting God lead us, by letting the Holy Spirit speak to us, by sitting quietly at some time every day, and then saying thank you in gratitude all throughout the day, until we can do that for ourselves and quiet the storm within, we can't quiet the storm without. In fact, we add more storm to it. So I'm asking everyone under the sound of our voice, right now, wherever you are, just lift your arms in adoration to the God who says, I got you. To know that we can affect a change. To know that everything has a purpose. We have a purpose. This moment has a purpose. And peace will come into fruition. Our manifestations are here. What we have to do is step into it. We have to move our mind to where everything that we want is already in existence and live as if that's the only place that we have to stay. Because, people, it is. If we're not willing to change, we can't effect a change. If we're not willing to stand up and show the love of God, no one will ever see it. And even those who say they know the love of God, with all of the turmoil that's going on, can be brought down to a base action. Because it's easy to react other than act. And the most preventive act there is prayer, faith, trust. So I say to you, relax in the knowledge of God. Relate everything that you need to Him. And reinvent yourself through prayer. Until next time, stay blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.